This is the first Sunday in February, so we have another wonderful Word of Life for us to reflect on this month.
And this is taken from the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, which, of course, is the long chapter that speaks of the bread of life. So it's kind of a Eucharistic theme. So in that context, then, this word for the month of February that we can listen to, that we can welcome into our lives, that we can try to live out and adore God for his word, the word is, "Anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away." This declaration from Jesus is part of a dialogue with the crowd that was around him. After the miracle of multiplying loaves and fishes, people continued to seek him out and ask for a sign to believe in him. Jesus revealed that he himself is the sign of God's love. Indeed, he is the Son to whom the Father has entrusted the mission of welcoming every creature, especially every human being, made in his image and bringing them back to his home. The Father has already taken the initiative and is drawing everyone to Jesus. He has placed the desire for the fullness of life, that is, communion with him and with all fellow human beings, in their hearts. Jesus, therefore, will not reject anyone, no matter how far they feel from God, because the Father's will is not to lose anyone. "Anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away." It is truly good news. God loves everyone immensely. His tenderness and mercy are directed toward everyone. He is a patient and merciful Father who waits for anyone who, prompted by the voice within, sets out to make their way toward him. We are often doubtful and suspicious. Why should Jesus welcome me? What does he want from me? In reality, Jesus only asks us to allow ourselves to be drawn to him, free our hearts from the clutter that weighs us down, and trustingly welcome the love he freely shares. But it is also an invitation that appeals to our sense of responsibility. In fact, if we experience such an abundance of tenderness on the part of Jesus, we in turn feel moved to welcome him in every neighbor, man or woman, young or old, healthy or sick, from our own culture or not. And we will not reject anyone. "Anyone who welcomes me, I will never drive away." In Quebec, Canada, a Christian community that lives the Word of Life is committed to welcoming many families arriving in their country from all over the world, from France, Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, and Congo. All of them are welcomed and helped, and this includes support in integrating into their new environment. This means answering their many questions, filling in forms relating to refugee and resident status, coordinating with their children's schools and accompanying them to discover their neighborhoods. Enrollment in French courses and finding work are also important. Guy and Michelle Wright, a Syrian family that came to Canada to escape the war, met another family that had just arrived. Members of the newly arrived family were very disoriented, so to come to their aid, a true network of solidarity was created, and many friends provided items that were needed, such as beds, sofas, tables, chairs, kitchen items, clothing, books, and games. In fact, it was the children who learned about the plight of this family from their parents, who spontaneously offered the latter. The family received more than they needed and, in turn, helped other poor families in the area. This month's Word of Life had come true: "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." "Anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away." We can transform this Word of God into life by giving witness to the Father's closeness to every neighbor as individuals and as community. A reflection by Focolare founder Carrie Lubick on merciful love can help us. Quote, "This love," she writes, "is the love that opens its hearts and arms to those who are needy and suffering, to those in great difficulty, to repentant sinners. It is a love that knows how to welcome every neighbor, whether friend, brother, sister, or stranger, and forgives many times over, a love that does not measure and will not be measured. It is charity that flourishes more abundantly, more universally and more practically than anything the soul possessed before. In fact, in front of everyone we meet, feelings spring up in our soul that are like those Jesus knew. Divine words, not unlike those used by Jesus, appear on its lips. I have mercy on this crowd. Mercy is the ultimate expression of charity. It is its fulfillment. And charity surpasses pain because pain is part of this life, while love endures even to the next. God prefers mercy to sacrifice.